episode here at License to Chill. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, East of Pennsylvania. This is a License to Chill. I am Hannah.
I'm Elizabeth.
And welcome back. Yeah. Basically, we have successfully set up in like 2 minutes.
Can you hear me?
I can.
I think we figured out this mic thing.
I think we figured out the mic thing. Currently typing in the name of the songs. I miss last year when we used to come in and we could like have all this time that we wanted to set up.
Well, how about while you type, we play some music and then we can fill them in on our Tuesdays.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good idea. I just want to get the first song in. You're right.
Let's go. Let's give them some music. Let's give the people what they want.
Okay. Here they go, people. Hey guys, we're back. So that was Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. That was one of my picks. No, Dr. Dog is pretty good, and I've been listening to them / him a bunch. I did last week in this song, classic song.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was good. I like that groovy part at the end. The weird static at the end is also part of the song, but
I'm not a fan of weird things at the end of songs.
We played that song last week that had that weird beginning.
The long shot. And then the end was sounded like scratchy.
Yeah.
Just end the song, like normal.
Maybe it's like an artistic interestingness.
Sure. That's what they all say.
Well, it's Tuesday again.
Radio Show Tuesday.
Radio Show Tuesday.
How was your Tuesday?
My Tuesday, I got up, I had a smoothie, the tropical carrot smoothie at Rockwell, the best one. I did some homework in the library. Then I went to psych club.
We have a psych club?
We have a psychology club.
Wow.
It was okay. I left early because I needed to get the grain bowls at Marquee for lunch.
Priorities.
My priorities might be a little off, but that's okay. The grain bowl was like Mediterranean. I got a tzatziki sauce for some chickpeas.
Get Marquee stepping it up.
Those grain bowls are so good. Oh my god. Every Tuesday.
Very nice. Very nice.
They're amazing. It was worth it. I did have to wolf it down because I had class at 1:15. But yeah, highly recommend.
Nice. Glad you got your grain bowls in today.
Yes, it was good. What about your day?
I slept in a little bit today, okay, which was nice. Got up at 9:30.
Wow, so late.
And then I had to go to office hours for my lab because I don't know what's going on in lab. But now I think I do know what's going on in lab.
Oh, office hours were helpful.
Yeah, and then I spent all afternoon with my lab partner trying to do the lab.
Oh my god, I remember. This was
a problem last night. Yeah. This has been an ongoing just lab conflict. But I think we got the hang of it now. We're going to finish it tomorrow, and it's due on Thursday. So
finish it tomorrow.
It's been like a three-day saga of trying to figure out our lab.
And you think that you have it?
I think we're on the right path now. Yeah, not nearly as frustrating as yesterday.
I feel your pain, and I hope that it goes away soon.
Mm-hmm. And then I went to the Easton Area Middle School this afternoon.
Oh, my God.
To tutor eighth graders.
Ooh, so old.
I forgot what an awkward time eighth grade was. They were very nice kids, just awkward kids.
Okay.
I forgot how awkward eighth grade that age, they were 13, 14. Yeah. It's just it's a weird age. None of them actually had homework to do today. So I made them talk to me for because it's an after school program. I don't entirely understand what this program is. It's an after school class that you can go to if you want to.
Okay.
But you don't have to go to. And the hour that us tutors, there were three of us from Lafayette that went.
Mm-hmm.
We were there during homework hour, and we're supposed to help them with their homework. Mm-hmm. And then after we left, I think they had gym.
Mm-hmm.
But they were doing a wood burning project today. So I just
wood burning project.
Right? I just helped them do a wood burning project.
So you did drawing type project building things or
they had a piece of writing? Wood. They had a piece of wood and they
you actually burnt
Halloween.
The wood?
Yeah. And they had to put a Halloween... I didn't burn any wood, and they had to burn, a Halloween design of their choice into the wood. It was, an arts and craft thing, because none of them had homework today. But I think how it usually works is, from 3:30 to 4:30,
yeah,
it's their homework hour, and they'll have homework to do. Mm-hmm. And they can come to me with homework questions if they have them.
Interesting.
I'm just at their disposal for their homework questions.
Okay. So, you did this 3:30 to 4:30 today?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be, an every Tuesday thing.
That's kind of... Was it fun?
Yeah.
Or was it kind of awkward?
It was a little bit awkward today because they didn't really have anything to do.
Yeah.
It was the first day, so everyone was kind of we don't know what to do with you.
Yeah.
But it was nice. I'm glad I went.
Okay, that sounds
net
good.
Net positive. Also, Easton Area Middle School is larger than my high school.
Seriously?
It's huge.
How big?
Massive.
Do you know how many people?
They, the administrative woman that walked us to the, it took us 5 minutes to walk from the front door to the class.
Yeah.
She said she thinks there's 2,200 kids in that building right now.
Wow.
So, that building, it has an elementary school on, the first two floors.
Oh, whoa.
And then, middle school on, the top three floors. She's, 2,200 kids in that school right now.
That's
like,
crazy.
The size of Lafayette.
Wow. Well, I guess it's two schools.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's in one building. It's huge. It's massive.
Wow, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was a very interesting experience.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad it was good.
And now I'm here. So, good Tuesday.
Yay.
Should we play some
I think
more
we
music?
Should. I think we should.
That was a really long talk, but
that's okay. It was nice. A nice debrief.
Got to recap. Enjoy. Enjoy the music. Dude.
Hey guys, we're back.
Welcome back.
So those two songs, that was Silhouettes by Colony House. Learned how to spell silhouettes.
Your bonus points if you can spell silhouettes.
I mean, like, it's not that, yeah.
I'm challenged when it comes to spelling.
Same.
So I played the song in hand and was like, oh, like, what is it? Like, I'll look it up and I'll add it to the playlist. I was like, oh, silhouettes. And it took us a while. Well, because she was like, oh, let me see if I can spell it.
Yeah,
so
I couldn't.
It took her a minute.
That's okay. The second song, that was by Colony House, and the second song was It's That Talk Again from Broken Bells. Broken Bells, they're really good. I've been listening to them a bunch recently. I've been listening to, like, Broken Bells Radio. I don't know, they're the perfect level of, like, chill, but they also have a nice beat, and I like the voice that they have. Pretty good song.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. We really went through our days last batch. We're talking more about
my experience at the Easton Area Middle School. It was a beautiful school.
Apparently, it's a gorgeous school.
It really was.
Maybe I should just go check it out for fun.
It was also huge, but really, really nice school. I think it's new. I don't know. I have to ask I have to ask my native guide about it.
Is the native guide gonna call?
He better not. I'm just putting my phone on silent.
Aww. Let's see. Today I have an econ test tomorrow in micro.
Oh, I've heard about that. Tino has the same test, and I think there's more than one person on the crew team that's in that class.
Yeah,
people are talking about it. Yeah, I've heard about it.
Like, I think it'll be okay, but just all of the quizzes that we've had have, like, nothing to do with the problems. Like, they're very conceptual multiple choice, and I'm thinking, like, okay, I'm gonna do all this practice, and none of it's really gonna help me, but it's making me feel better.
I'm really not a fan of multiple choice when it comes to, like, problem-based exams.
Like, conceptual, like if they say, you know, like, do this math and which one is right, like, that's okay. But I don't know. Multiple choice is...
Yeah, like bio multiple choice was, like, difficult.
When it's like, what is the powerhouse?
I'm like, they all... No. Stop, we're playing music. Stop. Play more music.
What? That was, like, the last bio I took.
Powerhouse of the cell? That's, like, every joke ever.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what do you remember from high school? Oh, mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell.
Yeah, I did, like, two projects on the mitochondria.
Unbelievable.
I built a mitochondria.
It's a disgrace to biology.
Out of a seltzer bottle. That was pretty cool. That was in sixth grade.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Are you really not going to talk to me?
No, mitochondria, the power... Get out of here.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Take my hand, let's take a dive. Don't hold your breath. We jump in and dip in the pool of life. The waters rise. It's sinking in, baby. This is paradise. Sunrise over my.
Hey guys, we're back. So that was Dive from Coastmodern and Forecast Fascist Future.
Say that three of times Montreal. Fast.
Wow. Forecast Fascist.
Nope.
I think it's just saying fascist is hard to say.
The word, like, you could just say, I couldn't even say fascist three times fast.
Fascist. I feel like I'd accidentally say something wrong.
It's a weird word.
Yeah. I like both of those songs. I thought Coast Modern was pretty cool. Yeah.
The last one was weird.
The last one is weird. Of Montreal is very weird, but also really good. Well, okay, some of the songs are too weird.
Some are really weird. This one was like one of the little more toned down ones that yes. you showed me.
They have a lot of songs too. We were looking
at. They do. They have like four or five albums.
I want to look more into them.
Weird. But good.
But weird, very weird.
All right, I said when we came back, I would quiz Hannah God. On cell biology to see if she knew anything other than mitochondria or the powerhouse of the cell.
I know that, like, mitosis is a thing.
Okay. Meiosis. Here's a question. What is a ribosome?
Ribosome makes proteins.
Very good.
Yes. Yes.
What does ER stand for?
Endoplasmic reticulum. See, rough endoplasmic reticulum and smooth.
So you learned more in biology than just mitochondria as a powerhouse of the cell.
Yes, I did.
Let's make a meme about that. ER stands for endoplasmic reticulum.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, I'm proud of you. We can talk again.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay.
Well, all better.
Now our friendship is back. That's kind of nice.
It's okay. It went on break for 7 minutes, but now that Hannah proved that she knows more than just...
Yeah, we weren't talking to each other at all.
At all. It was dead silent. Turned down the music and everything. But we're back. It's all
we're
good.
Back. It's been 30 minutes. That went by really quickly. Do you want to do a PSA?
Ew, no.
I mean,
all right, we'll do them quickly, and then we'll get back to
we can just do, like, one or right. two.
We have to do three.
Wait, what is this? This is not a PSA. This is...
There's PSAs by your right foot.
The Intercollegiate Broadcasting Golden Microphone Trophy Award categories. Okay.
Well, while you read that, I'm going to read a PSA. When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who had been where I was. They helped me see that my life wasn't limited, that I could still achieve my dreams. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support group. Visit supporthelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help.
Well, that was exciting. Okay, I'll read one about hurricanes. If you're a hurricane survivor, it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments of principal or interest. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. Brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift and Credit Union Regulatory Agencies.
All right, one more. The need for blood is constant, and sometimes that need becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure that blood is on the shelves and ready to help. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to make an appointment to give blood today by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Your one blood donation can help save up to 3 lives.
Wow.
You know, fun fact, though, every time I try to donate blood, I get sick and they won't let me donate.
Oh!
I think it's like karma.
I feel like you told me this last time. I feel like I'm always sick.
Every time I sign up to do a donation, they do one a semester. Every time I put my name down, I get sick. I don't know why.
I feel like, well, I know myself, I've been sick way too many times. But I feel like, you know, like you're kind of getting over a cold and then you're like a little stuffed up and then like elongates. I don't know.
Eh. I tried. I guess that's
you tried. That counts. You saved some lives.
I did donate once. One time I was not sick and I got to donate. But that's the last good. Two times I tried, I was sick.
I think I should. Like, I feel like it's a good thing to do.
It is. And it's like, it's like not that big a deal for us. Like, you that's just sit true. In the chair for 30 minutes. And
30 minutes?
Not even. Well, because then they make you sit down after you donate to make sure that you're like, okay.
Oh, okay.
Like, they make you sit for like 15 minutes and just like eat a snack to make sure your blood sugar's okay.
I've had blood drawn when, like, I have at the doctor, but is it more than that? Is it a...
It's like a bag. They fill a bag.
Mm. I see.
They, like, sit you, they recline you back in a chair, and they, you know, it's the same, like, port where they draw blood from, and then you just sit there for however long, like, some people fill up the bag really fast.
Okay.
Some people takes a while to fill up the bag.
Interesting. I feel like I was okay with needles when I was little. Like, I'd be like, yeah, give me a shot. And then once I was really like, yeah, I'm strong for the shot. And I tensed up my arm, and they gave me a shot.
Ooh.
And it hurt so badly for, like, hours afterwards. And, like, since then, I've been, like, no, like, needles kind of. Like, not like, I'm okay with needles, but just, like, getting them. I think I'm starting to feel a little better.
Okay.
Like, I'll do it.
We'll do it together next semester.
Okay.
We can sign up together.
Okay.
Hopefully I don't get sick.
Same.
Should we play some more music?
Yeah, let's do it. These are some good. Oh, this song.
That's a weird one too. We have a couple. We have two out there ones. This week.
I think that this Of Montreal song wasn't at like it had weird. Like it was weird in that there were like different bits. Like it wasn't a cohesive song, but like some of their things are just completely disjointed. Okay, let's go.
No, you skipped. You skipped one. Enjoy!
Everything else just keep on breathing.
Hey guys, we're back. Welcome back. Apparently I messed up the order a little bit, but I think it's for the best.
It's okay.
That was While I'm Alive from STRFKR.
You put it together.
Just a bunch of letters that probably don't have any meaning.
That we can say on the radio.
That's called While I'm Alive. It's a little weirder than I remembered, but I think it's kind of cool. Like, it has a nice beat. A nice,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was cool. Tongue Tied, that's a classic.
Group did you love. Know it before I played it this week?
I did.
I'm surprised we never played it before.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a little, it's a popular song, but like, popular alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic License to Chill. It's been on my Possibilities playlist for ages.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This, right. Wait, it's from an album called Never Trust a Happy Song. It's kind of sad.
Anyway, the next song that we have coming up.
Oh my God.
Is a wild ride.
I guess we're gonna have to, like, disclaimer, introduce them into it.
Do we? Or do you just want to play it and then we can talk?
And then we'll
it?
Talk.
Let's play it first. We'll play this one. Do you want to play this one's like solo?
Okay. And then, we'll play solo.
And then chit-chat. Because we have 15 minutes left. We're chilling.
Wow.
We timed this one out pretty well.
Wow, we're great. We're also trying to figure out more about what the song means.
So now we
have 5 minutes to figure it out.
Great. Let's play it.
Here we go.
Just think about it.
Empty, half full, cup runneth over, horns a plenty, coffers full, we're starting over. Keep turning up dead. I paint you a picture, a placid night. Come back to Chicago, city of light. Come back to Chicago.
Hey guys, we're back.
Welcome back.
So, that song was called Pulaski at Night by Andrew Bird. It was not my pick.
It was my pick. Andrew Bird, we played Sisyphus by Andrew Bird last year. Fantastic song. Possibly one of my favorite new discoveries from last year. It was Hannah's mom's suggestion, actually.
Shout out,
Mrs. George. Good song. It's out there. Pulaski is apparently a Polish
we were doing some research.
Soldier who fought in the Civil War. He's the father of the American cavalry, and there's a street named after him in Chicago.
In Chicago.
That apparently Pulaski, or Andrew Bird, is singing
so
about.
So this is about the street, not the guy whose name, if we said it,
would take us
it
10
would take
minutes,
us to the end
so
of
we're
the
not
going to
try. Because we have two more songs we want to try and play.
Maybe we'll be able to finish our entire...
I think so. I think if we play the two songs now... Then we can say a quick goodbye.
Quick
I think
goodbye
we should be
to
good.
Our fans.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll roll into it. And
all right, enjoy the last two,
here
and then
we
we'll
go.
Say bye.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, so those two songs, Quick Goodbye, that was Talking Backwards from Real Estate and Run from Coin. It's all in caps, so I yelled.
And in case you forgot, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Hannah.
We will see you next Tuesday.
Wow, this was a great, great show. Great music, good times. Oh, we really have to go. Okay, bye guys.
See you next Tuesday.
See ya.